always great to see you.
Oh, it's always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Mother's Day weekend is special for us because of you and the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. I know you're excited about Ella. Let's get into it right away. Tell us about Ella. 2008 was when it was created, but it's back.
Well, I mean, Ella Fitzgerald, you know, who's better than that? The queen of scat and so much more. Somebody I've always listened to, her and Sarah Vaughan. I sort of whip back and forth. I love Sarah Vaughan for the ballads, but Ella for the quick stuff. So I've always wanted to choreograph a dance in tribute, in a way, to my mother, who introduced me to those jazz legends early on when I was a kid. You know, Billy Eckstein, all of these people that I knew that my friends didn't know about. And so, in a way, this is a tribute. And so it's almost like if you've heard Ella Fitzgerald's scat, the dance is, in a way, a movement version of scatting, you know, of abbreviations of movement, and trying to keep up with her syncopation, her rhythm, her madness in Airmail Special is the name of the tune. And so I think it works pretty well. It shows a sort of funny side of myself. I don't do a lot of works with humor because, you know, my last name is Battle and I can't have any of that. But this was a fun excursion for me. And so I think people will love it. And then you talk about Mother's Day weekend. And I was talking about my mother, but I think about how much Alvin Ailey loved his mother, who raised him as a single mother, you know, growing up in the repressive South at the time, and how she brought him up. He loved her so much that he dedicated one of his most famous dances to her. It was a birthday gift to her because he couldn't afford one. And the piece is called Cry, that he made on Judith Jamison, who, of course, is legendary and partly due to that solo. So I think of all those things when I think of Mother's Day weekend and how it's important.
Hope Boykin of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. I feel like I know you because I have seen you perform so many years at NJPAC and coming up again on Mother's Day weekend, another three wonderful days of performance and a special time for you, Hope, because one of the three choreography works that you have put together for this company is coming this time around. Tell us about the wonderful Revolution Dream.
Oh, thank you so much for that intro. I should take you with me wherever I go.
I would go with you.
It was pretty much a dream come true, as cliche as it sounds, a blessing, an honor. I actually tapped on the door of our artistic director, Mr. Robert Battle, and said, I have an idea. Do you have a moment to listen to it? And he took time, and he said, I like it. And then, you know, a little while later, he said, I'm still thinking about it. And then we were traveling through South Africa, and he says, I think that we're going to do this ballet. And it all came about after a visit to the National Civil and Human Rights Museum in Atlanta. And I heard Dr. King's voice in a room that was, you know, celebrating his death, but you saw footage of how his casket was going through the city of Atlanta around Morehouse and Spelman. And we are drawn attention. Your attention is drawn to what you're seeing, but the sound of his voice changed me that particular day. And I've said this before, but I was moved to move. And so I downloaded the speeches. I read a lot of things and things you grow up listening to, but all of a sudden it sounded like it was something I wanted to create too. And I went into a studio and made some work. And like I said, knocked on the door of Robert Battle's office and said, you know, take a look at some of the things I've been, you know, playing with. What do you think? And it turned into a work called Revolution Dream that really does speak to my honoring Dr. King and his sermons and his speeches, not so much telling a story of his life, but how his words are so prevalent today, how much they meant to me, as if he were speaking to me in some of these sermons. And I was like, oh, okay, with these particular ears, with these experienced ears, artists' ears, adult ears, whatever you want to say, you know, all the things that I'd heard before were now taking a new place in my spirit and in my heart.
The music for Revolution Dream has been provided by the multi-talented composer, arranger, music educator, and jazz percussionist. We know him well with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Ali Jackson is also here in the studio with us. Ali, great to see you as well. Tell us about this collaboration between you and Hope. It goes back for several years.
Hope and I met with a stint with the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra and Alvin Ailey Dance Theater. And I would say this is over 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we just hit it off. You know, just about ideas and perspective and tradition, where dance is now, where art is now, and we're very kindred spirits, just in the art and her discipline. And I really appreciate the level of detail and respect she has of tradition, like the dance tradition, and also her imagination and her forward thinking. So. It was very natural for us to collaborate. And we look at our responsibility to our art forms individually and collectively, and would like to embody the future of the collaborative spirit of both our art forms. So if you could look at Alvin Ailey or like Duke Ellington and the collaborations of artists of different generations or the generations that have preceded us, it's very important that we continue that legacy.
It's got to come from inside. It came from inside of Hope, she said, you know, when she listened to all the speeches and sermons. How does music come out of you?
Music comes from a place that, of course, is spiritual, and it invokes an assortment of emotion, and then putting it in a context. In Revolution Dream, the piece was inspired by the words of Dr. Martin Luther King in the context of the human journey, the tribulation, the joy, the happiness, the hope of what it can be. And Hope captured this, just the idea and the concept, and said, this is very significant, and it's extremely significant. It was significant then, and it's significant now. And so how I'm inspired by these words of Dr. Martin Luther King and the intention of the words. So sometimes it's deeper than just words. It's their intention or how someone might say a word. Like someone could say, hey, how are you? And they could say, hey. Or they could be like, hey. They all mean different. It's the same word, but they have different intentions. So with music, I try to capture these intentions and the inflections of Dr. Martin Luther King's words in a musical context, and the attitudes and the many stories of each of the movements of Revolution Dream.
Robert Battle, the artistic director of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, with performances coming up next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at NJPAC. What do you think about this amazing collaboration?
Well, Ali, you know, he's brilliant, you know, and he's a great fan of the company. And so it just was this sort of, again, this perfect marriage. You know, when I asked Hope Boykin about making this work, Revolution Dream, and that was her first thought is, I want to collaborate with Ali. And so I think it is really timely. It's brilliant. And in a way, you know, these performances really do celebrate jazz, because there are other works on the program. I know we'll talk about them in a minute. But, you know, it really celebrates all the facets in some ways, which you can't do all in one, you know, weekend of jazz. Because often when people think of jazz, they think of one thing, you know, where jazz is really quite complex in the different styles and eras of jazz. And so I think this work and the music that Ali has created really shows those different facets of jazz. It's sometimes aggressive, it's sometimes romantic, you know, it has all of these different sort of wonderful aspects to it, and so does the dance itself.
Hope, when did you first hear the name Alvin Ailey growing up in Durham, North Carolina?
Well, you know, I didn't remember when I first heard it, but my mother reminded me that I was 3 or 4 years old, and Alvin Ailey won the American Dance Festival Script Award, Samuel H. Scripps Award, and that the American Dance Festival is housed for the last 30 or more years in Durham. And so she took me to Duke Auditorium on Duke University's campus, and she said, I came home looking for a fan. So she is responsible for my career, as she would say it. And I would say the influences that she gave me. She never really wanted me to have opportunities that were missed. And so then, you know, growing up in dancing in school and being reminded that there are companies, but seeing great performances, actually called great performances on PBS, but
sure.
Seeing wonderful performances that had been recorded and given to audiences who may not be able to see them, but they come on, you know, public television, just changed everything. It was accessible and you could see people. And I was even spending time with Renee Robinson yesterday, and I was able to tell her that, you know, you're one of the people that I saw on these one of these television shows when she was with the company that moved me to say, I want to do this. So you just don't know how much the art has changed lives, how it breaks barriers. We travel to so many countries and meet people who are not English speaking, but they understand pieces like Revelations. They understand it because they can feel it. You know, I've been buked, may not, you know, be part of their terminology, but they understand the weight of the music. They understand the weight of the movement. And I think Mr. Ailey was just genius. And I wonder if he even had an inkling of how great his name would be, but how much of a legacy he would leave to the world.
Is mom still around?
Oh, she'll be here because I happen to be, I was born years ago on Mother's Day.
And, is that right?
And my birthday falls on Mother's Day, and she will be in Newark.
How special will that
yes,
be?
Yes, she keeps reminding me that it's because of her that I am doing all the things that I'm doing. Yes, I was the Mother's Day gift that keeps giving.
Oh, that's wonderful. Before we let you go, Robert, I wanted to ask you, what's the craziest thing, the most unusual thing that's happened to the dance company since you've been here?
Wow. No, not that. Not that. Well, one of the things that I would say crazy and unusual when you think of real estate in New York City, and that we already have one of the largest buildings dedicated to dance, the Joan Weil Center for Dance on 55th and 9th Avenue. But we're expanding. Now, that's a good thing. We're expanding. We're adding a couple of more floors for new studios. So people who hear my voice, there is space for you. Not yet, because, you know. But in September, we open. And so that means more classes for with the Ailey Extension, so that anybody who wants to come and take a class can come and take a class. That means that our school, the Ailey School, is expanding because of its success, and our arts and education programs are expanding. So we're you know, there are many branches with the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. And so I'm just happy that under my watch that I'm seeing that we are expanding. I'm not taking all the credit for it because there are so many amazing people, and especially our board that works so hard along with the dancers and other artists to make this happen. But certainly I'm really excited about that.
So coming up Friday on the 12th will be The Winter in Lisbon, Revolution Dream, Ella, Revelations. Then on Saturday, Exodus, After the Rain, Pas de Deux, entitled America, Revelations, and back on Sunday, Mother's Day, the Friday night performance, redone with The Winter in Lisbon, Revolution Dream, Ella, and Revelations, a Mother's Day performance. We look forward to it. All three of you, thanks for continuing to shape people's lives and making us feel good inside, making us think,
yes,
and making us understand. And we look forward to seeing you again at NJPAC.
Excellent. Thank you.